Well, it has a waiting list long enough to make a Harvard admissions director salivate. And no, I'm not talking about Yale. I'm talking about the Fenway Victory Garden. Boston residents often wait up to 5 years for their own patch of local earth and the opportunity to travel their patch of the country's oldest Victory Garden. All of this makes it hard to imagine that an engineer in the 1880s called the Fenway, quote, the filthiest marsh and mudflats to be found anywhere in Massachusetts, a body of water so foul that even clams and eels cannot live in it. Obviously, the Fens has come a long way since then, but it's also returning to its roots, as we found out when I met with some of the lucky green thumbs at the Fenway Victory Garden.
This is my new land grab here. My name is Mike Minono, and my plot is I have three plots. It's E21 through 23, something like that.
Give us a little botanical tour of what you've got growing here.
I do some annuals. I do mostly try and do mostly perennials. Of course, we have the roses over the fence. I've got some lilacs that bloom in the spring.
What are these tall?
Oh, these are globe thistles.
Globe thistles.
And I have tons of those, so they're great. They're monsters.
So do you live around here? Is that why you chose to get a plot in the Fenway Gardens?
Well, when I first got my plot here, I was in Jamaica Plain. And I had actually gotten a plot in a community garden there that was about the size of a postage stamp. And I have to say that I moved here, I think, to the Fenway, I mean, last year, partially because I wanted to be here near my garden, and this was my community. So
what's it like having a plot where you've got a lot of near neighbors who are also fellow gardeners? Do you sort of talk over the fence and compare notes?
Absolutely. For me, it's equal parts community and garden. I mean, it is a community garden, and I think that's also something that's really, over the years, has been a very cherished part of the experience for me. So there was actually a lot of mentoring that went on. The gardener who was in this garden left last year, but he had been sort of a mentor to me for the first, you know, really 5 years. A lot of people who are on this wait list, they've been waiting. They've got ideas, and they've got kind of their vision of what they want to do with their little plot.
Well, Mike Minono, thank you so much again.
Thank you.
So Mike waved goodbye to us with pruning shears in one hand, and he had fresh dirt under the fingernails of his other hand. And his are just one set of the many hands that have shaped and reshaped the Fens in a horticultural chain that goes back some 400 years, as I learned when we met up with Meg Muckenhaupt. She's author of the book Boston Gardens and Green Spaces. So this area became a victory garden in the 1940s during the Second World War, and it's obviously still a beautiful garden area for people to enjoy now. But as you write, this part of the Fenway had a very interesting life even before the 1940s.
It had an interesting life back to the 1630s. This was a salt meadow, which means, unlike a salt marsh, which gets flooded with tide water every single day, it would have the tide come up during fairly high tides. Every couple of weeks, you would have salt water coming over here. So you'd be growing something like a salt meadow cordgrass, Barton de Patents. This is a place where the original European settlers would be cutting hay for their cattle. In the 1850s, Boston started filling in the Back Bay, and they started having problems with water management around here. They had less places for water to go. There were some sewage issues around here as well. People didn't like that. And the city of Boston decided they had to do something about this. They hired a man named Frederick Law Olmsted, who's known for creating much of the Emerald Necklace and also Central Park in New York City. And what he decided to make was a new salt marsh. And that's what he made. He made sloped banks coming down so that when the water rose, it wouldn't rise very quickly and tear apart the land, but rise slowly and gently. He had islands, and it was really an open place.
But Boston in the early 20th century was also a very busy place.
A lot of things were happening in Boston around 1910. You had the Charles River Dam being made, you had the building of much of the Esplanade, and you also had the Red Line being extended under Beacon Street, and they had to have some place to put all the dirt that was dug up when the subway was done. Where did they put it? Oh, that cheap place at the edge of town, here in the Back Bay Fens. That's where the Victory Gardens are now. They're on top of fill from building the Red Line.
So we're walking on Red Line dirt. That's amazing.
Yes, thank Charlie and the MTA.
You know, walking through here, it's remarkable that when you stop and think about it, you really are walking through 400 years of history that you just sort of laid out for us. So how, what role do you think that this area, the Fens, even the gardens themselves, might play in Boston's ongoing future?
The Victory Gardens is clearly going to play a big part in Boston's ongoing future. I mean, it's such a vibrant and exciting place. There's also been increasing interest over the last several years in growing food in Boston and having local food and having fresh local food that's accessible to people who live in cities. And I wouldn't be surprised if the pendulum went back the other way to producing more food right here.
Turns out Meg Muckenhaupt is onto something. History is being made new here again. Because we walked down to the other end of the Victory Garden and found one of the most enthusiastic first-time vegetable gardeners you're
cabbage,
likely to meet.
Carrots and broccoli and a couple small onions here in the front bed. My name is Fred Karp, and we are at the Fenway Victory Gardens, and we're at Plot Z1. And yeah, this is my first time gardening. I figured I'd give it a try.
You're part of a long history of this garden as well in terms of food production.
That's what I'm aware of. It's one of the oldest Victory Gardens in the country. I think it's one of the first that was actually started during World War II.
You've never gardened before in
never.
Your life?
Nope.
So what made you decide that you were going to take on not just a garden, but a sizable vegetable garden here in the Victory Garden?
I thought I should know where my food comes from, so I may as well try and grow some of it and really see what I can produce on my own and see if I can bring it to my plate.
And you got all this started in April.
Yes. I got a couple transplants, small seedlings from an organic farm out in Natick, and the rest of it was started from seed just to, you know, see what I can do and kind of learning as I go.
Oh, and what was the plot like when you first got here? Did you have to do...
It was completely empty. There were no beds here. It was just kind of empty. There were some weeds, and that was about it. Girlfriend and I picked up some shovels, and we really got to work and spent a couple days digging quite a bit and just watching everything grow and trying to keep up with a lot of weeding.
Do you think it's made a difference to you and the success of this first ever vegetable garden for you that you're doing it here in the Fenway
Victory
Gardens?
Oh, no question about it. The community aspect is great. I have people stopping by. The leeks came from a fellow gardener. She donated them to me, and she's bringing me kale in a couple of weeks, and I've gotten just a tremendous amount of knowledge. And if I had a backyard, I would try it, but I probably wouldn't be as successful here with all the other gardens around me. I'm kind of driven to come and do my part to beautify all of the gardens, you know, help the entire area look nice.
It seems like you're hooked now.
Yes, definitely. I am a gardener for life.
And in fact, Fred Karp is so hooked, he's thinking about becoming a full-time organic farmer. Good luck to you, Fred. Our tour was produced by Radio Boston's Megan Kane. There's more on the Fenway Victory Gardens at wbur.org/Boston. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Have a wonderful weekend, and do join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.